We hear in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Dalid Amad Aleph as follows: Hagiyeres shenizgayra bita imo bizinso hareizu bechenek. That means it was herasa veleidasa shalay begdusha, and later she was megaya herself, and she was mezana altsnara morosa. So, there's no chiyuv skila areizu bechenek. Then it says in the Mishnah further, hoysa hoyrosa shaloi bekdushe, veleidosa bekdushe areizu beskila. If it was leidosa bekdushe, that means the heroin, b'shas heroin, the mother was a goy, the father was a goy. And then later, the mother was megaya herself. Then there's a chiyuv skila, but weiter ve'ein lo loy pesach beisov v'loy meya selo. By meitzi shemra, there's no knas of meitzi shemra, and there's no din of pesach beisov. Hoysay rosso v'loy doso b'kedushe, but if the parents were originally Goyim, they both were Megaya themselves. They say, Rosa, Veleidosa, Bigdusha, so she was born from Ager and Agiyeres, Arei hi kebas Yisrael l'chol dvoreho. That what? That she's Chayiv Skile, and there's, by Meitzi Shemra, there's a Chiyiv of Meir Kesef. Let us see the Gemara. Mino hani mili. So Rashi says, Shahirasa shaloi bekdusha. The second halacha we hear in the Mishnah. Shahirasa shaloi bekdusha. The leidasa bekdusha beskila. How do we know that there's skila? Menohani mili, let's see Taisvis, mishum dechsiv bi Yisrael kaboy. The reason why in the first case, Eirosa veleidosa shaloi bekdusha. She was born a goite, and she was megaya herself. So, it says in the Mishnah, we have Amiyot ki osisa nevola bi Yisrael. She's not called a Yisraelis. She's a Giyoris. So the Gemara asks, Eirosa shaloi bekdusha, veleidosa bekdusha, is also a Giyoris. She's also not a Yisraelis. And let us appreciate the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says in her oral, amubaresh shenizgayro. So the Gemara says that the geiris of the mother helps for the uber. And the Gemara says, if yodu beyerechimoy, so it's very good why the tvile of the aim, the geiris of name helps for the uber. If yodu belav yerechimoy, so the mother should be chaitzitz in the tvile. So the Gemara says, heine revisayu, it's not a chaitzitz. So we see from the Gemara that be'emison, hirasa shaloi bekdusha, we had this uber, had a goyish father, a goyish mother, so the uber is as a goyte. The Gemara just says that the tvile of the yam helps for the uber, either be yachimai, or there's no din chatzitze. So if the uber is a mekeve, so that's all you need for geiris is tvile. So fine. So the geiris was accomplished bimei imo. But she's a geiris also. That's pshat the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's asking, menohani mili mishum dechsiv bi Yisrael koboi. That means, if you're telling me a geiris, shenizgayra bita imo vizin tzareizu bechenek, because it says, ki osiso nevola bi Yisrael,
And she is not called a Yisraelit, she's a Geiris. So this Uber is also a Geiris. The Geiris was before the lady, but it's a she's a Geiris also. So why does it say in the Mishnah that Heirasa Shalai Bikdusha Vilaidasa Bikdusha that there's a din skila? Be Yisrael, it says Be Yisrael, Nevala Asasa Be Yisrael, and she's not a Yisrael. Omar Eish Lakish, the Omar Kro Vomesa. It says in the Pasuk, Iskalua Kol Anshe Ira Ba'avonim Vomesa, Ba'ai Vomesa Kro Yiseiru. So this is a Yito to tell me that there's a Vomesa with Skila, Afilo, she's not a Yisrael. Afilo, she's not a Yisrael, this a Riboy. So we marbe from the Vemesa, Oirosa, Shalai Bigdushe, Le Rabbe, Seirosa, Shalai Bigdushe, Vleidosa Bigdushe. Frag the Gemore, Ihochi. So if we are marbe from Vemesa, that you don't need a Yisrael, a Geiris is also good. A Kaponim, a Geiris of Eirosa, Bigdushe, Vleidosa, Eirasa shalai bigdusha vleidasa bigdusha ihachi milke nami nilki. So he should get malkis. If he was maitzi shem rabbi sheke umeyes ela nami lishalem. The Mishnah says, hey, say rasa shalai bigdusha vleidasa bigdusha areizu biskile. But veloi meyes ela. There's no din meyes ela. Why not? I have a ribui that you don't need a be Yisrael. Leidasa bigdusha sufficient. Omakro vomeso lemiso nisrapso. Yeah, I have a ribui. It's a ribui in misa skile. Lemiso nisrapso v'loy leknas. Frag the gemore ve'emo lerabbeis heirosa v'leidasa bigdusha. How do you know? Tefaste meruba loy tefaste. Maybe it's coming to be marbe, that the parents were originally goyim, then they both were megaya themselves. Netzairosa veleidosa bigdusha. So the Gemara says, Ahi Yisraelis mal yosai. Now that's called a Yisrael. You don't need a ribui for that. And it says, Nevolosa be Yisrael, she was born, a bas that's born from a gerna geyere, she's born a Yisraelis. She's called a Yisraelis. So memela, so you don't need a ribui vameisa, so but you need a ribui of vameisa when she's not a Yisraelis. So that's Baheirosa Shalai Bikdusha, there she's a Geiris. Frag the Gemore ve'ema le rabbis Heirosa Vileidosa Shalai Bikdusha. So the Gemara says, so maybe the vameis is marbe. A real Geiris. How do you know to be marbe a Geiris b'mei imo and not to be marbe a real Geiris? Let us see Taisus, the third Taisus. Beima le rabbi say rosa v'leidosa shalei b'gdusha teima. Ad rabbi islan look me krobe de domi. I mean, why should you say it's coming to be marbe Heirosa veleidosa shalai begdusha. It has to be a kaponim more daimet a Yisraelis. V'yeshleimah. So Taisvah says, kiven de marbina neirosa shalai begdusha. What do you tell me, bididomi? If we're marba heirosa shalai begdusha, ken goli lankrode be Yisrael avdavke. This is not a Yisraelis. This is a Geiris. This is a Geiris. No, the Geiris was Bimeima, but this is a Geiris. So if the Vomesa is Marbe, that by Misa you don't need Yisrael. That's what you're telling me. Napshat is that this is also a Yisrael. You don't need a Yisrael. Be Yisrael Avdavke, if him came a male and now, Bafil Leidos, or Shalai Begdush, if you don't need a Yisrael, na Geiris is good. So Memele, so what's the chilik if she became a Geiris b'mei imo, or she became a Geiris after Leidosa? She's a Geiris. So the Gemara says, Im kein bi Yisrael maya hanilei. So what do you do bi Yisrael? It says in the Pasuk. Rashi says bi Yisrael ki osasa nevola bi Yisrael. So we have a miut. We have a miut ki osasa nevola bi Yisrael. So we have a miut that you need a Yisraelis, not a Giyoris. So we have here a ribui and a miut. We have here a miut that you need a Yisraelis, not a Giyoris. And then I have a ribui that you don't need a Yisraelis. A Giyoris is also good. So we have these two limudim. So I say the ribui that not Yisraelis, a Giyoris is also good as a Giyoris b'me'imah. The miut that a Giyoris is no good is a Giyoris that was born later. What's the difference? And you say, what's the chilek if you came up with Giyoris before later, after later? Maybe here it's Lamaise, the Gemara says in Yevomis that, Heirasan shalai bekdusha veleidasan bekdusha. The Gemara says let's say you have twins that were born as a brother and a sister, so they're achim, they're an ach and achis min haim. I mean, lemaisa there's yichas, then meyuchas to the mother. So lemaisa could be their yadus they get from the geiris, it seems. But it seems it becomes nitaisif b'shas leide, becomes they're considered let's say you have two brothers that are called achim in naim, they'll be nisar of achais of aishis achiv meimoy. So they are called brothers. So we see with the leide it becomes nitaisif a yichas to a yiddish mother. So memele. Even though you need the geiris, but it could be that this alkaponim is better. This is leidosa bigdusha is better than herosa leidosa shaloi bigdusha, that you only have geiris. Here you have geiris plus a yichas to a yiddish mame. Rabbi Kevege asks Akasha, and from this Gemara, so it comes out, Lefiha Emes, it says be Yisrael, he also saw Nevola be Yisrael, so this Pasuk is coming to tell us that Eirosa veleidosa bikdusha, shalai bikdusha, there's no Kiev Skila. So Rabbi Kevege asks as follows: Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph has a problem. There is a whole sugya of ger koton matvila noisei al das bezden that a shayach geiris, even though the ger mitzad atzmai doesn't have das, a matvila noisei al das bezden. Kostu begidrei schiye, zochen lodum shloi befonov. Taisi has problems, ein schiye lekotten. So one mahalach, Taisus wants to say, ein achanami, it's only a geiris der Rabbonon. It's not a geiris min ha-teir, it's only a geiris der Rabbon. So Rabbi Kevege says, so let us learn the Mishnah. Hagiyoris shenizgairo bito imo, Vizinso areizu bechenek. Now, if it says that this chenek nizgaira bita imo, so this is there was a geiris bekatnusa. There was a geiris when she was less than 3 years old, because we want to assure that she's a psula. So there was a geiris bekatnusa, and vizinso areizu bechenek. So how do I understand? According to Tosfos, she's a goite. So kocher, you have to say that speaking about that when she became a gedoyla, they made a new geiris. So that geiris helped me not tell you. this geiris that was bekatnusa did accomplish something. It accomplished that we can be assured that she's still a psula, not a bula. That means, if mi darabonon, she's a geiris by 2 years old, so a kaponim, she's mishameres atzmo. She's not a goite. So the geiris darabonon accomplished that lemaisa, she's mishameres atzmo. And the geiris min ha-teira, when she becomes a gdoila, makes her for yidine. So now we know klar that she's a psula in a yidine, a bas yisol, she made a new geiris, and she was mezane. So the Mishnah tells us, but al koponim, there's no skila because feltim be Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So he says, the Mishnah is understandable. But the Gemara says that you need a posik to tell me this halacha. That means be Yisrael is coming to tell me, Vameis is coming to tell me, hey rosa shalai big dusha, balei dosa big dusha, that there is a chiyuv skila. And be Yisrael is coming to tell us that in this case, there's no chiyuv skila, there's only a din chenik. Now, he says, if there's no din geiris min ha-teire, so you can't have such a heichet timsas, hagya b'chal, she's a psula. Kozma, that means we're talking about psukim min ha-teire. Min ha-teire, there's no such thing as a ger kotten, according to Taisvis. So you don't have a heichet timtze that you should have a ktano that was nizgaya p'chusa mi baz gimel, And she should be becheskas psula, because there's no such thing. You can't make geiris on a ketana. Ein zochen lekotten. So yes, so how could I have a miut to tell me that a geirish in his geiro bita imo a reizu bechenek, there's no such heichetimtze. Because since there's no such geiris, so she's a goita, so she's a goita, so she's not a psula, so she's becheskas buula. So it's poshet, there's no skila. That's Rabbi Kiveges kasha. Let us see the second Tosfos. Ve'ema le'rabeis eirosa ve'leidosa b'kedusha. The Gemara asked, maybe the Vomes is coming to be marbe hoirosa veleidosa b'kedusha. So the Gemara says, ahi Yisraelis mal yose, if it was hoirosa veleidosa b'kedusha, you don't need a ribuy. That's a Yisraelis. So our Gemara tells us that if even though the Pasuk says you need be Yisrael, but a person that was born from a ger and geyeres, that's called they were born a Yisrael. Fraktois vesteime, the gabi chalitze, the darshinen mi venikro shmoi be Yisrael. The in kosher le din chalitze, the dayonim of a chalitze, we need achiye oviv ve imoi mi Yisrael. That be Yisrael is coming to tell us that you need ovi ve'imoy mi Yisrael. Alme me maiti mi be Yisrael afilo hayrosoi veleidosoi bekdushi. So you see, be Yisrael does not mean, it's not considered Yisrael if a person was born from a ger and a geyores. Be Yisrael means that you have to have 2 Yiddish parents. Not a ger and a geyeres. And that is why a ger is possible for chalitze. So memele, so what's pshat in Agamor? Agamor said maybe Vomeis is coming to tell us that he rosoi veleidosoi bekdushe is chayiv skila. So the Moses is only the possible for that. That's be Yisrael. Ahi Yisrael mal yosei. Bechitayme, so Tosva says, Bechitayme, maybe you'll tell me, the hosa mishum the hirosai shaloi bekdushe le itzderech le mu'uti. That means as follows. that before the Bi Yisrael, I know you need Hayrosoi Bikdusha. Why? Mishum Dosa, Mishum Deirosoi Shlei Bikdusha Leitzach Lemute, the Mikerev Achecho Yadinin Bechol Din. We learn out Mikerev Achecho, all Minuyim. So the Dayan has to be Mikerev Achecho, the Beinin Hayrosoi Velidosoi Bikdusha. It has to be Mekerev Achecho, and number one, and number two, it has to be that at least the mother should be a Bas Yisrael. More than that, in order to be considered Mekerev Achecho, you need that the mother has to be a Bas Yisrael. The father can be a Ger. Then it's called Mekerev Achecho. So now, from Mekerev Achecho, I know you need Hayrosoi Veleidosai Bekdusha. You need even more than a Ger and a Geyeris. You need that it should be a Yiddish mother. V'iyata Gabidin Chalitza Bi Yisrael. Now it says Bi Yisrael by Chalitza. It says, V'nikro Shmoi Bi Yisrael. So what is this Bi Yisrael telling us? It can't tell us that you need, that it should be Hayrosoi Veleidosoi Bekdusha, because that is not Mikerev Achecho. So Bi Yisrael Akoch is coming to tell us a new halacha, that the father and mother have to be Yidden. At Sheyovi Ve'imai Mi Yisrael. So finished, so it's for Enfield. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is as follows. That Be'emison normally Bi Yisrael, also Nevola Bi Yisrael, means to tell us, if it was a Rosai V'leidosai B'kedushe, so that's called the Yisrael Mal Yosa. She was born from a Gerna Geyeres, that's called Bi Yisrael. By Chalitze, there are two droshes. There's one droshe, Bechlal that a Dayan has to be Mikerev Achecho. So Mikerev Achecho, I know already you need Hayrosai Bekdusha. So there, Bi Yisrael can't be telling us Hayrosai Bekdusha, because I know that Mikerev Achecho. So there, Bi Yisrael is coming to tell us you need more that Ovi Ve'imoi Mi Yisrael. Fine. So Shalom Al Yisrael. So Taisa says, but Akati Ike Lakshuye. I still have Akasha. Eima de Bi Yisrael osi lemiute hayrosoi shaloi bekdusha. No, I'm back to my old kasha. Yisrael is coming to tell us you need hayrosoi bekdusha. Like it says in Agamore. Yisrael means hayrosoi veleidosoi bekdusha is called the Yisrael. We just said you don't need a pasuk for that. Eloi na mikerev achecho. That you need Hayrosai Bekdusha. So Taisi says, no, here this pasuk is coming to tell us by Chalitzes B'nei Gerim. If the Chalitze is being done through Gerim, B'nei Gerim, the Mikerev Achecho Leidarshinen Elalamifsalei Ledin Yisrael. This Halacha Mikerev Achecho Tosim Olecho Melech. Tosim olecho. By a yid, there's aloche mikerev achecho. But by a ger, there's no din mikerev achecho. So memele. So what would the din be if you have b'nei gerim? So there you do not need mikerev achecho. Because the din of mikerev achecho is only by olecho, and this is by gerim. So I would think, so if you don't need Mikerev Achecho, so I would think you don't need Hayrosai Bekdusha. So that's why it says Bi Yisrael, to tell me that you do need Hayrosai Bekdusha. So we're back where we started from. So how come the Gemara Darshans and Yevamis, that Bi Yisrael is coming to tell us you need Ovi Ve'imai Mi Yisrael? And Taisha says, because I know Hayrosai Bekdusha from Mikerev Achecho. I don't know Hayrosai Bekdusha from Mikerev Achecho. Because could be the pasuk is coming to tell us that afilu, if the chalitza is being done through B'nei Gerim,
and there is no din of mikarev achecha because it's not olecha, you still need heirasa b'kedusha because it says be Yisrael. That's Tosfos Kashe. So we're back where we started from. So let's see again Tosfos. Akati ukshi aimed to be Yisrael osilimute heirasa shalay b'kedusha. Afilu lechalitzis b'nei geirem. The mikarev achecha leidoshin in ela lemivsalay ledin Yisrael. The pasuk of Mikarev Achecha is only speaking about by if the Yisraelim are nidoinim, so then you need Olecha, so then you need Mikarev Achecha. Abogel chaveiroi motzi dayin, kidadoshin and osam Olecha, debini Mikarev Achecha. So maybe Yisrael is coming to tell us you need Eirosa Begdusha. How does the Gemara know to tell us that you need Ovivim in Yisrael? V'oimari. So Taisa says, no, that Gemara stims very well with our Gemara. Kiven da'i rosai v'leidosai b'kdusha Yisrael malyo k'demrinen ochet. Hey, rosai v'leidosai b'kdusha is considered a Yisrael me'alyo. That's what it says in our Gemara. If he had a father ager and a mother agiyoris, and he was born from them, hey, rosai v'leidosai b'kdusha, that's called Yisrael me'alyo. In Cain, Hachi nami b'nei geirim, if you have b'nei geirim, that it was heirosan v'leidosan b'kdushin, kiven sheirosan leidosan b'kdusha, habi Yisrael mal yosa, v'kirinim b'hu olecha, v'hoyil v'chein, b'loi v'nikra shmai b'Yisrael nafkalon, sheposel ger lachlitzes b'nei geirim, d'vini meker v'checha, sheteime m'Yisrael, Lochayata bi Yisrael, atzuchi oviv mi Yisrael. So Taisva says as follows. A case of chalitza by Geirim can only be a rosai veleidosai bikdusha. Because they have to be achim min ha'av. So the only case of chalitza by bnei Geirim is if it was a rosai veleidosai bikdusha. The minute it's a rosai v'leidosa b'kdusha, Agamore says that that's called a Yisrael ma'alye. If that's called a Yisrael ma'alye, so now we have a klal, olecho, olecho is telling you, soim tosim olecho, mikar v'checha tosim olecho melech. So we learn that if it's olecho, if it's a Yisrael ma'alye, we need mikar v'checha. So every case of chalitza of bnei geirim is alecha because there has to be a rosa v'leidosa b'kdusha in order to have a case of a chalitza because you need achim min ha'ov. So the minute it's alecha, we know automatically that the dayin has to be a rosa v'leidosa b'kdusha in order to be called mikarev achecha. You need that the mother afilo should be abas Yisrael. So memele. So therefore, there the Gemara says. It says, be Yisrael to tell us that the mother and father have to be eaten. But stamazai, without a hechrech, be Yisrael is sufficient if it's a rosai v'leidosai b'kdush. That's our Gemara. Now let us, before we see the next Taisvis, let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosi Bar Chanine, Hamaitzi Shemra ala Yisayme Potter. If a person is Hamaitzi Shemra ala Yisayme, so he's Potter from Knas. Shenema Vinosnu Lavia Naira. It says by Knas, the Knas should be given Lavia Naira, so Vaista, the Knas of Maitzi Shemra should be given Lavia Naira. So that's a miut. Prat lezu she'ein lo ov. A yisayme does not have an ov. So she's nismayet from the knas of Meitzi Shema. It says lavia naira. Mosiv Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin. So Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin est akashan Rabbi Yosi bar Chanine. Vitem Rabbi Yosi bar Zvide. It says v'imoin yemoin ovio. Now this is speaking about Mefater. V'imoin yemoin ovio. לרבייס יסוימו לקנס, דברי רבי יוסי הגלילי. Now, בפשטס, the גמרא's קשה is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina said that by Moitzi Shemra there's a miut v'nosnu la'aviya nairo, and therefore there's no knas of Shiza Yisayman. So the Gemara is takashim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said from the Yitor Haloshin Yemoin Yemoin that it's coming to tell us that if Shiza Yisayman, she also could be memayim, and so this knas of by mefate by a yesoime. So it's shreklich. So what's pshat? And they have a ribui. I have a ribui because it's yemoyim. So it's shreklich. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Yosi Bar Hanina said by moitzi shemra I have a miut. So fine, so I have a miut. It says noslavia nairo, not for a yesoime. Here, Rabbi Yossi Glili said, by Mefate, there's a ribui, that a Yisoyme, there is a knas of Mefate. Fine. So, my Shmita, Leitzar Al-Sin, I have a ribui, my Mefate, and I have a miut by Meitzi Shemra. So, we'll see in Rashi, yes, the kash, but let's just go a little further. Hu Meisiv lo, vuhu Mefarik lo, bebo leo v'achar kach nisyasmo. He says, this posik of moin yemoin, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that this knas, that's davke, if Bishasi was mefata her, she wasn't a yesoime. There was enough. Later, she became a yesoime. Fine. That's moin yemoin telling us that she could also be memayim. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Hanina is telling us if Bishasta Itzo Shemra she was a Yisoyma, so then the Staka Miyot V'nosnu Laviya Nairo V'loy Li Prat Lozu She'in Lo'ov. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Moin Yemoin B'mefate. This Pasuk is speaking about Mefate HaKosu Medaba. The Motzila Mikhtov V'im Yemoin. The kosa v'imoin yemoin. So it's coming to tell us, bein avia kayim umemayim. Say your father's alive and he's memayim. Bein she'ein avia kayim v'hi memaenes. Or a father is not alive and she's memayim. Alme. Afal gav d'chsiv bo'oines v'nosan l'avia nairo. Vo'oines mefate mahadodi gmiri. We learn that exere shove v'oines mefate mechayev knasa yisoyme. So we see, even though there also says avia nairo, afal piken yechayev baya yisoyme. So that's the Gemara's Kash Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Hanina. Here it says avia nairo, but you'll also be chayev knas by yisoyme. Frekt Rashi, this pertinent question, v'chi taime shanei hochi de Rabbi Rachmona, what's the kasha? Here it says, moin yemoin. So there's a ribui that a yisayim, it can also be memayim. So even though it says, avi anayra, I have a ribui. Avul agabi moitzi shemra, lo yisraboi. So what's the kasha? So Rashi answers as follows, I have news for you. Hochi nami, lav yisayim, mashme mi ribui. Yemoin is not coming to tell us that a Yisoyme could be Memayim. The Pasuk is telling us, Elo debein hi ubein avia yecheilim la'akev kedemrinin be'elu naris. That means the Pasuk is telling us that by a mefate, if the father doesn't want to marry her off, if she doesn't want to get married, any miyun, Sai mitzad ha'ov, Sai mitzad ha'bas, makes that you can't marry her. Yemoin, yemoin. But so it's not a ribuyana yisayme. Yisayme man dechashme. Who's talking about a yisayme? This pasuk is speaking about that the father's alive, and the father wants her to get married, and she says, no, I don't want to get married. Moin, yemoin. So if she doesn't want to get married, she doesn't have to get married. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Elo, the svira leilitane, the avia de komakro, lavli muti yisayme, el lameime de knosa lavia vleila atzma. Buadin lavia oma b'maitzi shemra. That means that what Rab Yosi Haglili said, le rabbis yisayme le knas, that's not because from the moin ye moin. The riboy is not going on that. The riboy stammers are going that she could be memain, and could be speaking about, that the father's alive. No, lemaise he holds that, the parsha is noyeg afilu by a yisayme also. I, it says, avi anayr is lavdavki, you should give lavi anayr, but not that the parsha is not noyeg by a yisayme. So memele, that's what we see for Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So if that's the case, so who had din by Moitzi Shemre, we also shouldn't be in this spoil from the Loshen avi anayr. Just means you give him the knas. If there's no father, so you give her the knas. He said, no. Estes could be, Rabbi Yosi Haglili also holds that there's a miut of a yesayme. It says la via naira. But this miut is only bishas oines and mefate. But afterwards, until the father died, the pasha was chal already. So that's why Rabbi Yosi Haglili said that a yesayme could be memain. So that is shitas Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. That what? That a yesayme. That a yesayme could be memain, and that is Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, I mean, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina holds that Rabbi Yosi Haglili is only speaking about if she became a Yesayme after the Oynes Umefate. But Peshas Knas, you need Avi HaNairo. Sai by Oynes Umefate, and Sai by Moitzi Shemra. That is Shitas Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Rava Omar, Rava says, Chayiv, that is a Chiyuv, Knas, by Moitzi Shemra, by Yisayma. How do I know this? Mimai, Midetoni Ami, it says in the Posek, by Moitzi Shemra, Besulas Yisrael. Ki hoitzi shemra al besulas Yisrael. So we have a diuk from this pasuk, v'loi besulas geirim. If she was a geiris, let's say a roso v'leidoso sheloi bekdusha, and she was a geiris, so the halacha is that there's no chiyuv knas. Ki hoitzi shemra al besulas Yisrael, v'loi besulas geirim. Now, besulas geirim, we have a new miut. Besulas Yisrael, v'loi besulas geirim. Now, l'chayre, by every geyores, there's another problem. She doesn't have a father. A geyores, l'chayre gershen is gayer kekotn shenoy ladomi. So if she was Megaya herself, she doesn't have a father. So if you'll tell me that there's a miut by Moitzi Shemra, that you need Avi HaNairo, and if there's no Avi HaNairo, there's no Knas, so why do you need a new miut of Besulas Yisrael, Vlei Besulas Geirim, Peipiklei, that a Giyoris is a Yisayme? She's a Yisayme Bechai Eviach, I mean she's a Yisayme. Gershon is gayer kekotn shenoy ledomi. Yamrit b'shloime ki ay gavne b'Yisrael mechayev. If you'll tell me ay Yisayme is chayev, hayne ditzrich kro lemute geirim. Then it's very good. So Yisayme is chayev, but there's a miyut psulas Yisrael b'lay psulas geirim. Eli Amrit be Yisrael ki I gav ne potter, because there's a miut. Avi anayro you have to have an of. Is ashte be Yisrael potter. Begeirem mi boy. So why do you need a new miut? Besulas geirem. Typically, it's, she's a yesayme. She doesn't have a father. Is a raya that, there's no such miut of a yesayme, and Yisraelik and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. That is what Rava holds. Now let us see Rashi. Mr. Rashi, who maisu wa yesayme de kamatane, bevola bachkach nishas, boyo ma vienara muta yesayme. That's what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina holds. Bein beknas, bein beitzo shemra. Rava omar chayev hamaitzi shemra ala yesayme. Amaitzi Shemra schaib, midetoni ami ki hoitzi Shemra al besulas Yisroel, veloi besulas geirim, a besulas geirim Yisoymehi, terachmone afkerei lezare de mitzri, kishel chamoer, tersi vizirma susim zirmosom, veloshen shichva zera hazoirim, kizere mayim, Mr. Kolomutei, that what? That you have to be mamayit. Aye, there's no yichesof. He's in masusim zimosam. Epstachoinem, ask, I saw the Bichas Avrom, the Yalo Sashachar. It seems the Rishoinem say that the Tam is out. Gershon is Gaike Kotten Shanoila Domi. That's the reason why there's no of. Narashi comes in with a new limut. Zir Masusim Zir Mosom, which Bemison is very schwer, because Bemison by a goy there is a din yichus. A goy has a child, beladen, ben beladen, the Gemara says in Yevomis, that a child of a goy, even though it's Zir Masusim Zir Mosom. So they say Rashi means zimasusim zimosam legabi a Yiddish child. A Yiddish zimasusim zimosam means that a Yiddish child doesn't become a yuchas to a sus. That means that's the miut. But again, why do you need this limo typically als gershon is gaya kekotn shanoila domi? That I think the Bichas Avrom the Elsa Shacha ask on Rashi. But al kaponim, that's what, so Rashi is saying. We have a miyat besulas Yisroel v'loy besulas geirim. Typically, she's a yesoymish, doesn't have a father. Zarayim, that a yesoymish is also a chiyuv of knas by Moitzi Shemra. Now, let us see Tosfos. Im kein bi Yisroel mai ahanilei. Now, this is going on the previous Gemara. The Gemara asked, it says Vomeisa, and Vomeisa is coming to tell us, even though she's a Giyoris, that was Nisgaya b'mei imo, Eirosa sheloi b'gdusha, v'leidosa b'gdusha, is also Legabi Skile, there's Vomeisa, there's a Ribu that is a Chiyiv Skile, even though she's not b'Yisrael. So the Gemara asks if you're Marbe Agiyoris, let's be Marbe Agiyoris of Heirosa Veleidosa Bikdusha, Shalai Bikdusha. Let's be Marbe such Agiyoris, Heirosa Veleidosa Shalai Bikdusha. So the Gemara says, so what are you going to do be Yisrael? Be Yisrael HaKochach is Memayit one Giyoris. And I have a Ribuy to be Marbe Agiyoris. And Memelo, that's the Pshore. Vemeis is Marbe Leidosa Bikdusha. And be Yisrael is memayit hayrosa v'leidosa shalei b'kdush. That was the previous Gemara. Teima l'rashbe, the neima ahani lei shalei yilke v'lo yishalim meyo kesef. That means in the parsha of Maitzi Shemra, the Pasuk speaks about three aloches. Then the skile. If it wasn't emes, So then there's Malkus and Knas on the Maitzi Shemra. Now we have Vomesa is coming to tell us. And the Gemara wanted to ask that Vomesa should come to tell us that any Giyairis, there's a din of skila, any geyeris. That's what Mace is coming to tell us. You don't need be Yisrael by afilu a rosa veleidosa shaloi bigdusha. Let's say the Mace is coming to tell us there's a din skila. So the Gemara asked if the Mace is coming to tell us Hirosa veleidosa shaloi bigdusha the zachi of skila. So what is Be Yisrael coming to tell us? We need to be Yisrael. What do you do with the Yisrael? So Taisva says the Be Yisrael will come to tell us that there's no Malkis, there's no Meir Kesef. Just like the Gemara said, lemisa nisrabe veloi ledovaracha. So Fakert, the Yisrael is coming to tell us Legabi Malkis and Meir Kesef. You need be Yisrael. Legabi Mise Skile Afilu Eirasa Vleidosa Shalei Bekdusha. What's the hechrich from be Yisrael? Ba'aymeri the Svarehu. Sheyahane l'chol akosuv beparsha. It's a svore that the Yisrael is going on the whole parsha. That means to split it up and say the Yisrael is going on Hilchis, Knas, and Malkis, and Vomesa is going on Mise, that by Mise, Agiyoris is also Chayev Skila. And by Knas and Malkis, you'll need a Yisraelis. It's mistava that the Yisrael is going on Skila also. It's going on the whole Parsha. So maybe it's going on the whole Parsha. So maybe that's why we have to say that the Yisrael is going on Hirosa Shalai Bigdusha, Vileidosa Shalai Bigdusha, and Vameis is going on Hirosa Shalai Bigdusha, Vileidosa Bigdusha. That is what the Re answers. L'chayre Taisvus could have said it a little stronger. I mean, Taisvus says the Mara held that the Yisrael is going on the whole parsha. Shani l'chol akos of the parsha. Be'emes the Yisrael kinavola also saw Yisrael is going on the Chiyuv Misa. It's speaking about the Chiyuv Misa. I mean, Taisvus writes it to Edel. It's a mistake that Yisrael is going on the whole parsha. Some Mela. So he says it's going on the somebody you saw, that's why you give her Misa. So, I mean, Zichud of Yisrael is going on the Parsha of Skila also. Va'oid Oymeri. Now the Re says another Teretz. He says, what was the Kasha? The Kasha was that, let us say, that Legabi Skila, any Giyoris, is Chayiv Skila, even though it's not Be Yisrael. The Be Yisrael is coming to tell us that by the Knas and Malkis of Meitzi Shemra, there you need Be Yisrael. You need Herosu Vodosu Bikdush. So, Ba'oidai Meri, the Linya Malkis, Omeya Kesef, Le'itzach Lemuti mi Be Yisrael. You don't have to learn out from Nevola Ososa Be Yisrael. The mibesulas Yisrael ki hoitzi shem ra al besulas Yisrael. When the parsha is speaking about oito shemra and the chiyuv of malchus and meir kesef, so there it says Yisrael already. The mibesulas Yisrael v'loy besulas geirim matin elohu. Fakert, I know. By Malkis in Meir Kesef, I know for, there's a different Yisrael. This Kihoitzi Shemra al Besulas Yisrael. So al Kochoch, Nevola also, so be Yisrael is going on Mise. That by Skila also you need be Yisrael. So that's why the Gemara said that Hirosa Veleidosa Shlebigdusha Mamai from be Yisrael. Period. So now Taisva says, now with this teretz, Osi shaper the leitikshi. Now we won't have a kasha. Amai itzterech besulas Yisrael v'olei besulas geirem. We have two miyutim in the parsha of Amaitzi Shemra. One miyut is besulas Yisrael, and one miyut is nevola osasa b'Yisrael. Teipik lei mi b'Yisrael. Va'afar gavda legabi misa ksiv, even though the b'Yisrael is speaking about misa, mikol mokim gemrinim in eknas kedamashme besomuch. We'll see later the Gemara says the come a time of the Kosel Achmona Nara Halavochi Havamina Filiktano Baksivi Memeso Oyadovo. So we see that the Posek is speaking about a Gedoila because it says Yikila. Almed the Yalfinen Knas Mimise. So Memela, so Taisva says, we have two psukim by Moitzi Shemra. One Posek, Haiti Haiti Shemra al Besulas Yisrael. And we might get him. In another posik of Nevola Osasa b'Yisrael, which also we might get him. So Taisha says, L'chayre, this is a problem. Why do you need two psukim? Elevadai. So Taisha says as follows. He like siv b'sulas Yisrael. If it wouldn't have said b'sulas Yisrael. Hava mina dafilo eirosa veleidosa. Shaloi bigdushe have mamine vivemesa. I would take say the way I had asked to begin with, that the be Yisrael, that Vamesa Wimarba Hiros Vidosa Shaloi Bigdush. O be Yisrael, and that it says be Yisrael, but Wimamaita Giyaris Ahani Shalayil Kevala Yishalameya Kesem. There you need Yisrael, and by skill you don't need Yisrael. That is if we wouldn't say Besulas Yisrael. Aval hash de shemine lo me Besulas Yisrael. But now I know from Besulas Yisrael that Besulas Geirim, it is not in my Tzishema. Al kochach be Yisrael lo se mutei rosa v'lei dosa shlei b'gdush legabi. Mise, because on Malkus and Meir Kesef, I can learn now from Besulas Yisrael. Hamoitzi Shemra ala Yisoyme Potter. We had a member of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanine that a person is Hamoitzi Shemra ala Yisoyme is Potter because it says, Venosnu la via nairo. Taimo. Vektoisves, the tikshalei mi masnisen. He says, you're telling me that what? That by a Yisayme, there's no din of Meitzi Shemra. Tikshalei mi masnisen diktoni oiroso shaloi bekdushe, vuleidoso bekdushe, hareizu beskile, ve'ein lo pesach beisov, vuloi meya kesef. Now, oiroso shaloi bekdushe, vuleidoso bekdushe is a Yisayme, but she's not a Yisrael. And therefore, there's no din, we have a ribui for skila, but there's no din of Meir Kesef. So we have, in the Mishnah it says, you have a Yisoyma, we have a Yisoyma that is what? That is a goite, that's a giyoyres. So the Mishnah tells us there's no din of Meir Kesef. That's what the Mishnah tells us. So you have, the reason is, not because she's a Yisraelite, because she's not a Yisrael. Mashma ha Yisraelis gemura dechevoso she'eila of, yeshla meya kesef. So that's kasha number one. Heis this Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina saying fakert from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is also speaking about a Yisraelite. Hayrosa shaloi begdusha vleidosa begdusha, there's no yichis le'oviha. Va'aval pikein, she's a geisha father. And now, there's a geiris, a leidosa begdusha. She is a geisha father, she's a yisayme. And but the Mishnah says she is potter. Why is she potter? Because of the Yisrael. You need that you have to be, in order to, you have to be a Yisrael by the knas of Eitzor Shemra. Aber mash me Israel is gemur de chabosa, shein lob yesh lo me ye kesef. So what did Rabbi Yossi Bachnin do with our Mishnah? La'el namit nan, the Giyeris, we learned in the third perek, the Giyeris prusimi bas gimul yesh lo knas. But a Giyeris has knas, there it says also it says by knas, in the Samafata it says avia nairo. So you see klar that avia nairo is not a miut in knas. What did Rabbi Yossi Bachnin do with these two Mishnayos? The Yeshloima, so Taisvis answers, the Muki Masnisen Alibe the Rabbi Kiva. These Mishnayas, Rabbi Yossi Bachnin, Zetstein Alibe the Rabbi Kiva, the Oma Lael, we had a Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah with Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Mishnah. The Oma Lael, Naro, Shenis Arso, Vinis Garsha. It says in the Parsha, of Oynis, Asher Loi Oyroso, that when they were Ma'anisa, it was Loi Oyroso, she wasn't an Isarso, an Isgarsha. So what is the miut of Loi Oyroso? So Rabbi Kiva says, the miut is, not that there's no knas, the miut is that you don't give Lavia Naira. You only give the knas to Avia Naira if it was loy eros. If it was eros, he give her the knas. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Knas alatma. V'dorish asher loy eroso Avia eroso laatma. So memela we see Rabbi Kiva hold that there's a miut in the parsha, a loy eroso. So Rabbi Kiva says that's not a miut in the chiyuv of knas. It's a miut to who you give it to. That means the parsha applies a fellow by an eros of an isgarsha also, but then you won't give it to Avia Naira, you'll give it to her. V'hochi nami, so according to Rabbi Kiva, we have here another miut. V'nosan la'avia naira v'lo yisayme. So what's the miut? Not the miut is that there's no chiyuv knas whatsoever if she's a yisoyme. Now according to Rabbi Kiva, you'll give it to her. He says, these miutim in the parsha of Oynes, Rabbi Kiva held it's only a miut, not in the chiyuv knas, it's a miut to who you give the knas. The Pasuk says, V'noson l'avia nairo. That's only if there's avia nairo. If there's no avia nairo, you give it to her. It says, Asher lo yeirosa. If it was eirosa v'nizgarsha, you give it to her. That is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. And that is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you have heirosa sheloi b'kdusha v'leidosa b'kdusha. That she is a yisayman yisod. And the whole reason there's no chiyuv knas by Meitzi Shemra is because the nosna lavia naira is only a miut that you don't give to lavia naira, you give to her. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So just like the miut of Loi Oyrosa, Rabbi Kiva held, it's only a miut to who to give it to. But it's not a miut in the Etzem Chiyu. So the same thing, the miut of Avia Nair is also a miut who to give it to. A Yisoyme, you don't give to the father, you give to her. That is some amelis fam for the Mishnayis. Aval Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chanina dahoche, alibe the Rabbi Yossi aglili koma. Now, in Asher lo yoyros agufe, we had a machloikis Rabbi Yossi aglili and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi aglili said, nisahalso benizgarsha, this bachlal nochi yivknas. Aval Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chanina dahoche, alibe the Rabbi Yossi aglili koma. The poto. He holds So he's saying, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Chiyeri did Dorish La'el, just like Rabbi Yossi Aglili Darshan. Ha'oyroso ain't lo knas, ochanami Dorish oche, lavionairo, ha'ain't lo of, ain't lo knas. So that is what our sugya is speaking about. That means Rabbi Yosi Bechlin is saying, according to Rabbi Yosi Yaglili, there's no chiyuv knas by a yesoimen. That's what Rabbi Yosi Bechlin said. The Rove de Poli Galei, and we have the Machlokes Rove, Rove holds that by a yesoimen there is a chiyuv knas. Sovar da filu le Rabbi Yosi Yaglili chay, afilu according to Rabbi Yosi Yaglili is chay. Why? Midetoni ami de dorish lei mikro. That ami darshin, that what, that is only a miut on besules Yisrael, v'loi besules geirim. Aydez a yisoyme. Vaistachois, that is no miut a yisoyme. Midetoni ami de dorish lei mikro, umistave de loi polik shimton ahud roshe. So Memele, that's the Machloikis, Rove and Rabbi Yosi Bechanina. Eisiz Rove held the drosha of Ami is a drosha muskemes. And if we're Memayit, Besulas Geirim, even though Besulas Geirim is a Yesayme, so we see that there's no Miyat on Yesayme. That's what Rove holds. Rabbi Yosi Bechanina holds, Ami holds like that. Ami could be holds like Rabbi Kiva. That the miut of Yesayme is only, who do you give it to? Not that there's no Chiyah Bechlal Yesayme. I'm speaking according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Memele, so now Taisva says, so now we'll appreciate the Gemara's Kashe. He says, Rabbi Yosi Bechanina said that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglil, that's what Taisus put in, there's no chiyuv knas by Yisoyme. Ashta porichoch Rabbi Yosi bar oven, midetoni mimoin yemain l'rabis Yisoyme l'knas, divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So forget, the whole kasha is, you're telling me according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that is no knas by Yisoyme. It says, imoin yemain avir l'rabis Yisoyme l'knas, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so we see a fellow according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there is knas by a yesayme. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'achi goras Rabbeinu Chananu, v'chein b'mechilte goras, divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Uporach Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, l'Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanine. Es Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanine had said, that according, everything is Eisen Beinik Vemes, and in our Gemara we don't have this whole Cheshbon, but Eisen put in the Cheshbon in the Gemara. That Rabbi Yosi Bechanina had said, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that by a Yisoyme, there's no Knas. We see Rabbi Yosi Aglili Darshans by a Yisoyme. Imoin Yemoim L'Rabbis Yisoyme. Chaymashme Behedye B'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi would seem also like this, that what? That the whole Rabbi Yosi Bechanina is according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Bechanina lived Rabbi Yosi Aglili, come aloh. Umas nisen k'rabbi kiva, so this tik teira what Taisus had said is enough in the Yerushalmi. That according to Rabbi Kiva, it's sicher not a miut in the Etzem Parshe, and Rabbi Yosi Bechanina is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Uporich nami, in the Yerushalmi, yes, mele rabbi, shisei mele knas, tiv Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Mishani Nami, kele Mishani Hoche, that they're speaking about the lady she became a Yisoyman. But also coming from the Oynes and Mephat of Leia Meitz Hashem. The only difference in Yerushalmi and Babli is that the Yerushalmi Lechatchila says that Rabbi Yosi Bechanina was not speaking about Meitz Hashem Ra, he was speaking about Oynes and Mephat. Besulas Yisrael veloi Besulas Geirim. Rove bought a drosha from Ami, but it says that when Memayit, the parsha of Meitzi Shemra, it says, Ki Heitzi Shemra al Besulas Yisrael, Veloi Besulas Geirim. So, Rove is the kasha, Geirim a Yisaymis, is a raya that is a parsha of Knas by Yisaymis also. V'im Taimel, Amai Itztrich, according to Rove, I have a raya from Besulas Geirim that is a chiev knas by a yesaime. The imtaima amai itzach im moin yemoin le rabbis yesaime. So why do you need, before we had a drosha im moin yemoin le rabbis yesaime, and that Rabbi Yisrael Bechmin is speaking about if afterwards she became a yesaime. Why do you need bechlal a drosh of moin yemoin le rabbis yesaime? Bipsulis Yisrael nafke, bidemaya tafke baskeirem. So why the Rove just brought a drosha that by a yesaime there's knas, because it's the miyut of besulas geirim, which is automatically a yesaime. Lamai the pirish akunteres, we had Rashi the yesaime lav miribuye mishtame. Rashi said that not from moin yemoim yemarbe yesaime. Moin yemoim is only coming to tell us something else, that the naira could be mamayim, could be speaking about the pasuk is telling us that the father keep mamayim, the naira keep mamayim. But both pasukim are speaking about could be that she has a father. Now we see Rabbi Yosef Glili Grat holds that. That Yesayim can be mamayim. So the kasha was from, not from the drosha, nor from the memory of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Znicha, according to Rashi, is good. Benir l'Rashbe. Now the Rashbe wants to say a different teretz. The ilav de marbinon Yesayim mimoin yemoin. So the Rashbe says as follows. If we would not have this ribui, he's learning that moin yemoin staka ribi for yesaime. He loved the mabini yesaime mi moin yemoin. They have it darshinin besulas yisrael v'lei besulas geirim. Elo ledrosh achrite. Kiven de mishum bas geirim leitzer krod. And v'nos nabi anayro nafke. Lo yesvore loimer v'le itzter kro. Elo lediyuke ha yesaime bas yisrael yesh loknas. That means as follows. The Rashba says, without any posik, it says, "Venosnu lavia nairo, venosan lavia nairo." So, from this posik alone, I'd be memayit a yisayme. I have a posik besulas yisroel v'loy besulas geirim. I wouldn't say such a drosha, because I don't need a miyut on besulas geirim, because I have a miyut of a. So memele, if without a moin yemoin, I would never say that there's a chi of knas by yesayme. I would say avia naira is davke v'lo yesayme. Besulas yisroel, I'd have to find a drosha for it. But I wouldn't say the drosha is besulas ovle besulas geirim, because you don't need a meat on besulas geirim. She's a yesayme ala drosha chite. Given the mishum bas geirim leitzroch kod, if it was not the yanayra nafke. Lo yayisvore loimed le yitzr kro elo le diyuke ha yesayme bas yisroel yesh lo knas. I wouldn't say that. I'd say fakad. It says, vi yanayra ve lo yesayme. Avol hashte de mabinon yesaymom. But now that I'm marbe, from moin yemoin, yesayme, it's less lola miyuti melavia naira baskeirim. So now I see from moin yemoin, that's a rovelin. That from moin yemoin you see that by yesayme, there's also a chiv knas. Is less lam yutim evi anayra bas geirim. So now, we wouldn't be memayit mavi anayra bas geirim, because a yesayme is also chayiv. Even though there's no evi anayra. It says some moin yemoin that even though she's a yesayme, there's also chayiv not. Tashin in shape besulas yisroya v'loi besulas geirim. So now, that I have the moin yemoin. So now I see that you don't darshan avia naira. So now I wouldn't be memayit geirim, because a yesayme is also the zachiv knas by yesayme. Now we're Deirish, Besulas Yisrael, Velay Besulas Geichen.